Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to another episode of Highkey Adulting. Today I am joined with Chris again. Hello.
Hello guys.
Hello. We have some exciting news to share to the podcast. I think this has been in talks for a while now, but I guess we're taking the official steps to move forward. It sounds like we're getting married.
Are we not?
No. Not this surprise announcement.
It's awkward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to announce it?
No, you announce it.
Okay. Well, Chris is officially joining Highkey Adulting as
an official co-host.
Yay. I feel like the episodes that we do are really, really fun. And I think, I guess in the scope of just the trajectory of where we both want to go with what we're doing together, it just kind of makes sense. And I think I had my doubts initially because, I don't know, I kind of already have this as, like, my platform and, you know, all my own social stuff. But literally, towards the very beginning of our relationship, you were, like, already interested in being a co-host. You were like, let's have the podcast. Let's do it. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of want it, like, I don't know. But I think it's grown on me. And we talked about it. We've had multiple conversations about, you know, just kind of where we see everything going for our own paths and our careers and kind of what we want. And it just kind of makes sense. Like, as I start integrating Chris more into my brand, like, naturally, you're just kind of, we're going to try and grow together. Like, that's always been the goal. So it just kind of makes sense. And I like the conversations that you have. I like the insights that you bring to things, and yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on it. What about you?
Mom, that was a lot of compliments. Did you guys hear that?
No.
She likes the insights I bring on things.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, I've never heard that one before.
Because I don't like talking by myself because there's nothing to bounce off of, so it just feels like, you know.
Yep, you heard it here first. I am the official number one podcaster in the world.
What? That's literally not what
it's
I said.
It's true if you make it true.
Okay, sure. Sure thing. Any thoughts about joining the bank? I don't know.
No, I'm just excited to talk to people, right? Isn't this what we're doing, right? We're just talking to people.
Yeah.
Well, just a few things we've been doing recently. We've been watching Swarm, this new show on Prime.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that new. It's not new. Maybe like a month ago it came out.
Yeah, Donald Glover produced it. And
spoilers incoming.
No, I don't want to spoil it.
Well, how else are we going to talk about
it? You can just say like kind of what it is.
It is a psycho murdering killer show.
Oops. Chris. Spoiled it. No, don't spoil it.
I told you spoilers incoming.
No, that's going to be... Well, okay, that's not really that big of a spoiler. Like, it's not that big of a spoiler. Yeah, anyway, yeah, it's kind of... It's very... I've heard people describe it as Euphoria meets... meets like Stranger Things vibes, but not like the paranormal side of things, just as far as like the style and vibe of it.
The show has this awkwardness that I'm honestly not a huge fan of. Jada loves it.
That's because that's the main character, and the main character has not that
just
personality.
Not even just the main character, just like the whole style of the show is just sort of awkward.
I don't think the other characters are awkward. It's really just her, and yeah, it bleeds into everything
exactly,
else.
Exactly, since it's like based on her, it's like everything is awkward. Like, all the conversations she has with people is just awkward. All her interactions with everyone is just, it's just weird. But I don't know, Jada finds that funny. Just like that Pen 15 show.
Oh my gosh, Pen 15 is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Just not
it's
funny.
It's so good, and it's hilarious. So if you guys want to check that out, that's on Hulu. But
if you are into dry humor, you should watch
not,
that.
It's not dry humor. It's literally just funny. Like, it's really funny. Anyway, we also watched Mario. Why did I think there was a live action? I was talking to my friend yesterday, and I was like, when they announced this, I thought this was going to be a live action, and that's why everyone was mad that Chris Pratt was playing Mario. And I was like, oh, it's just a cartoon. Like, I only really knew it was a cartoon the other day when you said, let's go watch it.
I'm not going to lie, a live action would have been trash.
Oh, no, 1,000%, but that's what I thought. But that's what I thought it was, and that's why I thought everyone was, like, mad about it.
Nah. The movie was great.
It was great.
My only complaint is that he didn't have an Italian accent.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what everyone's complaint was.
Yeah, but I feel like he should have trained for an Italian accent. They should have gave the role to somebody who has an Italian accent. Because, like, watching him be Mario, is like, yes, he's jumping around and moving like Mario, but he doesn't speak. Like, even Luigi did not sound like Luigi.
Luigi kind of sounded like Luigi.
Eh.
Yeah.
Both had New York accents. Like,
I mean, they're from Brooklyn, or they were from
in
Brooklyn
the
in the movie.
Yeah, but yeah. The beginning when they did the commercial, when they, remember? No. The beginning when they were showing the commercial to their family.
Yeah, that's
those are the only time they had like
they were faking an accent for it. Yeah. Or something.
But you know what? Past that aside, all the negative complaints, the movie was amazing. It had a whole lot of Easter eggs from the games. If you played Mario Kart, you'll notice Rainbow Road.
That's all I really played, honestly. And Mario then I played Kart. and then I played the Nintendo DS. They like, had
Okay, so you saw when he turned into the fire thing.
Don't spoil stuff.
Oh, that's not really spoiling it. I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, but like when he turned into his various forms, those are all from different games. Like he was a cat. That was from a whole. I forgot what the game is called, but that's from like. A whole game by itself.
Yeah, right? We're not really spoiling it.
No, it's not spoiling it. It's common sense. I mean, like when you go, if you know anything about Mario.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had a lot of. It was a really great movie.
I loved it. I thought it was written very, very well. I thought that they incorporated a story very nicely. Yeah,
Bowser
was
amazing. Honestly, Bowser was my favorite character because.
Yeah, they kind of gave him some dimension, and I don't know if he.
They give him dimension in the games as well, okay, so it's great to see that it was translated on screen. Okay, yeah. Like it wasn't like he was just a bad guy for no reason. It was like it was great.
Yeah, no, I think the story was just good, and like it made me like I was able to follow along and not get bored or like. What is going on, you know, like it was really just it made sense, and all the like scenery we also watched it in 3D, so so I have to preface that it just looked like extra beautiful, but I don't know, I loved it a lot.
No, this isn't a spoiler, but Bowser does try to marry Peach in every game, so like seeing how they did it in this one, they like incorporated all of the games into one. It was just great. It
I
was
feel
really
like you
good.
Know more than me about this. Yeah,
oh, definitely. I've played
I'm
every
like,
single Mario
yeah,
game.
Yeah, because I'm like I didn't really know. I just kind of know, like, the basic stuff.
If I'm being honest, though, Mario, like, not Mario Kart. Mario Kart is kind of more our time, but, like, the Marios before that really isn't our time.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's kind of more, like, 25-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny, because, I mean, it's still a PG movie, but a lot of older people are definitely going to see it. Like,
yeah, because Mario is definitely, like, the generation before us is our time. Like, it's not really, it's us, but not really us.
Yeah, no, it was a great movie to go and just watch, though. And there was this girl that was there. We went to a late show, and
it was
a
child.
There
was one child. There was
but
one,
that's it?
There was one kid. It was 10 p.m. I was like, yo, you got school tomorrow. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was literally Tuesday. That's so
but
funny.
Then Jada was like, it's probably her birthday. I was like,
yeah, I was like, maybe it's her birthday or like something, or just like, you know. Yeah, but so we watched that. I don't know. There's a lot of movies that I'm very excited to see this year. Like Little Mermaid, Barbie.
Yo, there's so much hate on that movie.
On what, Barbie?
Little Mermaid.
No, I mean, there's hate because...
Because she's black. There's people that are hating not because she's black. People are just saying that, like,
I know,
the saying the trailer.
It's ridiculous.
And then I'm like, dang, I hate reading all this negative stuff because then it starts to put a negative thing in
your... Of course it does, but supposedly it's really good. Like,
I hope it is. I know, but I just hate... I don't want the people to be right. I don't want them to be right. I just want a black queen to be on top. That's
no,
it.
And she will. Like, and she will. That's
I want that
thing.
Movie to bang, bro.
Like, no, I mean, you consume your news from Twitter, so I'm assuming all you're gonna see is negative shit, but like I'm telling you, on TikTok everyone is like all about it. I mean, there's this one, there's maybe like one out of like a haystack of people that are like, oh, like she doesn't have real red hair, like what. I don't know, people
no,
are just
I don't
saying
see anybody
so.
Complain anything about the hair.
No, it's that's just... literally all people are complaining about is the hair. They're like, she's supposed
not
to have red
Twitter.
Hair and be blah blah blah.
There's half people saying the movie was boring, and then you have the other half that are just like, they shouldn't have switched her race.
Yeah, and then that is the side that's also talking about her hair and being like, yeah, she's supposed to be a redhead, and they're like, well, there are black people that have red hair too.
How many times do we see brunettes put on a blonde wig?
I know, and that's the point. I know, they just people are just completely freaking out. Well, I'm also excited to see Oppenheimer. That's like one of my most excited movies, Christopher Nolan's movies. Like, they're just always things I want to watch, so I'm excited to see that hopefully
Tenet
this year.
Sucked.
I loved Tenet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Garbage.
Chris just like critiques everything.
No, bro, that
mad
movie
heavy
was garbage.
No, it was not, it was great.
Oh man,
it was wonderful. And anyway, I don't think you have any claims as to why it was bad though.
No, honestly, I watched it. Okay, I tried to watch that movie twice. First time fell asleep, and then I watched it again and got through. It was such a long time ago that I don't fully remember the plot, but I just remember being so disappointed.
I don't remember it either.
I remember being so disappointed when I found out, like, why everything was, like, turning back or whatever. I was like, are you kidding me?
No.
That was the plot you guys came up with. Like, that movie was garbage.
No, it was not.
It was a
not.
Huge waste of time. And then also, it was one of those movies that you don't find out what's happening until 2 hours into the movie.
I mean, well, like, I mean, his movies are always long. Like,
yeah, no, I'm a fan of Christopher Nolan. I was not Nolan. I'm just not a fan of Tenet. Like, that movie was terrible.
I loved it.
It was very bad.
It was great. And a lot of people would say the same. It was great. I mean, again, people aren't always going to agree on what's good, what's not good. So, whatever. But yeah, I loved that. That's, I don't know. We can only really update you guys on, like, what we're watching right now. There's not really much. But I guess I should explain. Chris will now be co-hosting with me, even when we have, like, guests on. So we'll both be asking questions. We'll both be interacting with the guest. Just to give, I don't know, add a male perspective to high-key adulting. Because, yeah.
Because God knows we need it.
No, we don't.
If anything we need in this world, it's more men speaking.
That was comedy, if you guys heard that.
I was being
first.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, but I definitely just wanted to have some kind of male perspective. I think that would be really cool to add to this, and the fact that it's you, I'm excited. So we're looking forward for you guys to enjoy High-Key Adulting, and I hope you guys enjoy the new podcast art. That should also change today, I think. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. This was a really short, like, you know, tidbit episode. We really had nothing to talk about, so we chose to ramble about movies and TV shows, and that will probably happen in more future episodes. So,
and the NBA playoffs. I just want to get it on record.
No,
that
you're not.
The Suns will win the champ.
This is not what I meant by having a male perspective on the podcast, but
I'll be giving you guys playoffs updates every week.
Oh, sure. Yeah. My audience will definitely enjoy that. Of course. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys in next week's episode.
Later.
Bye.